Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
The Special Olympics World Winter Games in Turin with Henry McKean.
This is News Talk.
You are very welcome to the Special Olympics World Winter Games in Turin. I'm Henry McKean. Over the next hour, we travel to the Italian Alps. In March 2025, 14 team island athletes competed in skiing and floorball on the world stage with 1,500 athletes from 103 countries. This is their story.
So we're here up in the Italian Alps. This is the Special Olympics World Winter Games, and we have Switzerland behind us, which are just over the mountains, and we're here with Team Ireland, and we're hoping for some medals.
Sinead Costello, head of delegation for Team Ireland. They've done great today now, first day of competition. So we're just finishing our second run there now, and we're so proud of them all. Really, really good times. So we're looking forward to the awards now in a couple of minutes. So we've been training with this team since last May. They've trained with Team Ireland once a month for the last 9-10 months. They also train with their clubs in Kiltearnan and Craigavon, and they train weekly up there with their clubs, with their coaches.
I'm Antoinette Healy. I'm Clive Healy's mom. Very proud of him today.
And being a mum, it must be so unbelievably...
It's unreal. Like, I never experienced anything like it. Never. He's represented Ireland before in Austria with floorball. So this is completely new to him altogether, and completely new to us.
So you must be so proud.
I am very proud of him. Very proud.
And, you know, I can see a tear in your eye. That is a tear of joy and pride.
Yes.
And watching him come down the slopes there.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Anthony Ely, Clive's dad. Clive has been in Special Olympics since he was 15. And to achieve this today is just unbelievable. I've trained him for soccer in Special Olympics myself for many years, but we never thought we'd get to this stage. Like, it's just unbelievable. And the team he has behind him is fantastic.
Well, my name is Clive, from Team Ireland.
Clive, what is it you love about skiing, and how are you getting on?
Getting on good, yeah. We've done a practice run yesterday, we've done a practice run today, so it was... up at 6 o'clock this morning, so
an early start.
early start, yeah.
And how are you finding the snow on the skis?
It was a bit hard yesterday and a bit lumpy, but they straightened it out, so it was a lot better today. A lot smoother as well, so.
So you had a good run?
I had a good run, a fast run as well, so I'm happy with it.
Lorraine Whelan and Dad, Brendan Whelan, how did you get on the slopes? How did it go?
I fell. The second run is going to be even better.
Second run is going to be even better. Okay.
So, you know, brave in the attempt, you're going to keep going.
Yes.
Oh, this lady is full of determination, aren't you, Lorraine?
Yes.
And Brendan, you must be so delighted to have Lorraine back on the slopes, especially after the car accident in recent years.
Ah, sir, she's been very brave and very determined. And I tell you this much, that slope there would have tested even me, and I'm a reasonable skier, so she's done exceptionally well to get down.
Well done.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Marie Whelan, mother of Lorraine Whelan, who was competing in Turin in the alpine skiing for 2025.
The Winter World Games, for you being a mum, can you watch Lorraine compete? How hard is it to watch?
How hard is it? I find it personally incredibly difficult to stand and watch. There's a part of me that would love to go up and do it for her, but I know I can't. So she's incredibly brave to do it, but it's the hardest thing to do is to watch your child compete in any competition, because you want the best for them all the time, and all you want them to do is do their best.
Lorraine has been through so much. She was in a car accident a few years ago. She's come out of that, and she's back on the slopes. I mean, you must be very proud.
Oh, proud is an understatement. We just cannot believe where she's come from to where she is now, and her bravery in getting back on a pair of skis after a horrific car crash, which is life-limiting for her. It's amazing.
Tara McDonald, how do you feel? Your son has won Ireland's first gold here at the Winter Games in Turin.
Henry, I'm dancing on snow. The happiest man in the world. The euphoria. What's a lot your fella doing that? Can't find the words. Absolutely priceless. Good man, Keelan.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Henry. We'll go and party.
Hi, Karen Coventry, Director of Sport with Special Olympics Ireland.
Karen, we can hear the noise. It really is a party atmosphere. Ireland has just taken home its first gold off the Games. How proud are you?
The tears rolling down my face probably say it all. We've had Keelan when he was 13 at the World Games in Austria, and to see him progress and come to advanced, our first ever Irish skier at this level, first medal in the Games, I'm honestly just bursting with pride and so happy for him and his family and all the supporters.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Henry.
My name's Adele McConville and I'm the mother of Keelan McConville. We came across here as an intermediate and he was moved up to advanced. Very nerve-wracking, but I'm just so amazed. I'm so proud of what he's achieved. He's inspirational.
This is Ireland's first gold at the Winter Games, but not only that, you could say the most advanced gold in the history of Special Olympics Ireland.
Yes.
How proud are you?
I'm actually in shock at the moment, and I'm just so proud of him. His sisters are only off the phone, they're all crying, the whole country's crying. It's just amazing. That's all I can say, it's amazing.
So it's a very emotional, happy time.
Very, very emotional. I'm kind of shocked, but I'm just so proud of him. So, so proud of him. And it's just amazing that he's going to bring the gold as the first advanced skier back into Ireland.
Congratulations.
Thank you so, so much. Thank you.
And the winner, gold medalist representing Special Olympics Ireland,
Keelan McConville from County Antrim has won Ireland's first gold here at the Winter Games in Turin. What a champion, the most advanced champion athlete in the history of Special Olympics Ireland.
Let's clap these outstanding athletes.
My name is Keelan McConville.
How do you feel being Ireland's first gold here at the Turin World Winter Games?
Feels fantastic. Just got moved up to the highest level. First race, a win gold. Feels fantastic. I want to say hello to everyone back at County Antrim and County Armagh. Can't distinguish the two where I'm from.
And so much work went into this, didn't it? So many people were involved.
A lot of work came into this. I'd like to thank everyone that supported me along the way. Head coach Jill, coach Jane, Glenn, people, Tony Hamill, Peter, a lot of people helped me, and everyone else, you know who you are, and thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're here with Clive Healy and Clive's parents. How proud are you? You must be absolutely thrilled with the bronze. How are you feeling?
Absolutely over the moon. Can't believe it. First time here skiing that he took part in. He only started in 2017 and he has achieved this so far. It's fantastic.
Antoinette, how are you feeling?
Fantastic. Very proud.
Clive, you've got the bronze around your neck. Yeah. Do you want to say anything to anyone at home back in Ireland?
Thanks for the support.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
And the winner, gold medalist representing Special Olympics Ireland, Lucy Best!
Special Olympics Ireland, Lucy Best. Also from County Antrim, has just picked up gold here at the Special Olympics World Winter Games. Emotional scenes here on the top of the Italian Alps.
It's magical, and I am never expected to win a gold, but I'm just so happy that I did it. So I'm glad I beat all the countries in my group. So I'm really happy.
Congratulations. Do you want to say hello or thank anyone?
Yeah, I'd like to thank everyone back at home who is supporting me and my family and my friends and my coaches.
Are you enjoying it?
Yes, definitely. Today was the best day of my life and I can't expect anything else.
The best day of your life?
Yeah, it definitely is, definitely.
So my name is Bernadette Connolly and my daughter Maura Connolly just competed in the novice giant slalom and she won the gold medal.
Congratulations. How do you feel? How does the family feel?
We are just delighted, absolutely delighted. We knew she skied really well. Both her runs this morning were very positive. She's a good little skier, but you never know. So we were thrilled to get the gold medal.
Massive achievement, putting on the green jersey. Not only that, but bringing home a gold.
Oh, it's a massive achievement. There aren't very many people who you know, compete for their country on the world stage, and it is to do that and to get a gold medal and to do it in a sport like skiing is phenomenal.
Tears of joy.
Oh my goodness, I've been crying all day. But in a good way. Tears of nerves, tears of joy. Absolutely delighted.
Hi, my name is Debbie, and I have a daughter named Danielle Peckett, and she is here for the first time racing snowshoes.
And you must be so proud.
Oh my gosh, I've been in tears like 100 times, no kidding. Especially after her first race, it was like so awesome. Special Olympics is, they always talk about inclusion and including everybody, but honestly, that's probably the biggest part of it. You'll get athletes that don't even know you that hug you. You know, you get athletes that are like, every single second, they're so proud and they give it such a good effort. This Special Olympics changes lives because you have a family with Special O.
I love the Special O. You use that a lot, do you, that phrase?
Yeah, Special O, right? I totally use it often. Yeah, and we were chanting, Special Olympics! Right, because they deserve every bit of recognition and highlight how wonderful they all are.
Sarah Daly, I'm volunteering at the Winter Olympics.
How are you finding the volunteer experience?
Really, really good. I'm really enjoying it so far. I'm volunteering in the figure skating in Turin, so we just came up here for a day off and we're really glad we came up. It was a long journey, but definitely worth it.
And you had a big birthday with another lad, tell us.
Yeah, so we both had our 21st birthday on Monday. We never knew each other before, it just happened to be both of our 21st birthdays on Monday and we were spending it here.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And it's been good crack.
Yeah, it's been really, really good. Yeah, I've really enjoyed it and I'm so glad that I got the opportunity to come out because it's really nice.
What are you enjoying the most? Is it the snow? Is it the skiing? Is it the experience?
I think the sense of community is like what I'm enjoying the most. Everyone is just so supportive of each other. Everyone is so welcoming and inclusive, and even more so than I expected. It's really, really good. That's definitely my favourite part.
My name's Sarah Costello, and I've been loving the experience here. I'm up with the figure skating mainly, but it's just been a class experience, and I'd recommend it to anyone.
And where's home for you?
I'm from Galway, but I'm in college up in Sligo, so I'm mainly based in Sligo at the moment. Yeah, but I'm neighbours the next door village to Moira. So I'd be Kinvara and she'd be Clarenbridge. So I'd actually know her through the gymnastics. My cousin would have done gymnastics with her for a bit.
And you're enjoying the volunteering experience?
Oh yeah, it's been absolutely unreal. I'm helping with the athlete recovery, so I'm getting like one-to-one interaction with the athletes, and just the stories they do be telling you, it's class crack.
Karen Coventry, Director of Sport at Special Olympics Ireland.
How did day two of competition go?
Phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal day. Everybody's just doing outstandingly well and performing out of their skin with fastest times they've ever completed.
And we can hear some amazing Euro pop in the background. This is Team Ireland's day. How proud are you of how the skiing went?
Phenomenal. We've been called the Shamrock Army. You can just see the sea of green everywhere. We've had the first athlete just presented with his medal. It's Keelan. And it's a second gold medal. He's the first one again in advanced. He's absolutely buzzing. He's over there ringing his sisters back home. And we're waiting for the rest of the results to come through now. But we know they're going to be sparkly, Henry.
And you've been crying again.
Yes, I've been crying again.
Tears
Special Olympics has that effect on you. Everything's just so emotional. You're so proud. You've watched these guys train and train for years now. And to see them come to a World Games and perform like this with their families, there's nothing like it.
Lucy Best picking up a gold medal on day two of the skiing. And she is delighted, and so are the Irish fans here in the Italian Alps.
I'm Jo Best, Lucy's mum, and I'm an athlete, Lucy Best.
How are you feeling with a gold around your neck?
I just feel amazed, and I'm just really happy to get it. I just feel just so proud. Proud of Lucy yesterday, and even more proud today. I couldn't believe that she could win two gold medals. Incredible.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Clive Healy, a silver round your neck. How are you feeling?
Good, yeah. Yeah, that's another day tomorrow now, and we go again.
And how was the skiing today? How was the conditions?
Very tough.
Anthony Healy, how are you feeling? A silver round your son's neck.
Unbelievable. The achievement that they're after having here this week already is just unbelievable. We never imagined that he would do anything like this. It's just all down to the coaches, the support from at home, everything. Just unreal.
I'm Joan O'Connell. I'm the aunt of Maura Connolly, who won a gold medal yesterday and a bronze medal today, and we're very, very proud of her. This is an amazing event. It's like we're all one family. We're all rooting for each other. Doesn't matter what country, what continent, what colour, what race, we're all together in this and we're all supporting each other, and it's an amazing event. Delighted to be here.
Patrick McConville, Keelan's father.
And I'm Edale, his mum.
And I'm Keelan McConville, the athlete.
So here we are, day two of competition, and there's another gold around your neck. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And how are you feeling?
Feels unreal, feels great. You know, when I saw the result, I went, it can't be real, it's something going wrong. But no, it was real.
And how proud are you, Edale?
Very, very proud. It's only a second time doing a Super G to be moved up to an advanced and to win a gold medal. I'm actually stunned, to be honest. I'm so proud of him. So, so proud of him.
So you're so, so proud. And again, there's tears of joy.
Oh, of course there was. All I've done this 2 days is cry. But, I mean, just to watch him is phenomenal. And that's all I can say.
You must be a proud dad.
Oh, yes. Can't fight in the words. But two goals, I have no words.
Brilliant achievements up there in the Italian Alps by Team Ireland. Ireland competed in floorball. We joined them against Switzerland for a bronze medal.
Matt English, CEO of Special Olympics Ireland.
Matt, we're here in Turin. We're here at the floorball. Set the scene. What's just happened?
The World Winter Games didn't happen 4 years ago because of COVID, so all our athletes have been really looking forward to this. We have two main sports, alpine skiing and floorball.
Matt, tell me about floorball. We're watching it here. Tell me about the rules, and I understand it's a bit like hockey.
It's a bit like hockey. There's in Ireland, anyone that's played a bit of hurling would adapt to this very quickly. It's a very fast sport. You have a well-protected goalkeeper and three outfield players, and you'll see that there's very, like ice hockey, there's very quick changes of subs because you're using a lot of energy. The puck or the ball never goes out. There's a back wall and it bounces around. So you're always in play until the referee blows a break. But a really, really good sport for fitness, and we just love having team sports. It brings out the best in our athletes and the team spirit, which only Special Olympics, Henry, you know this, you've been supporting Special Olympics for a very long time.
For you, what is great about the Special Olympics and what's great about the Turin World Winter Games?
Well, what's great about Special Olympics, it's truly a global movement. It's truly a global family. It's a growing family. You've met some volunteers here who are their first experience with Special Olympics, and already they're spreading the word back home. They want to get involved. And coming to an event like this is special. But getting involved in a local club at home is equally special. Getting to meet these athletes and their families, and the transformation effect that the athletes have on us that are lucky enough to know them and met them, and the transformational impact they have in their communities. And it's grown and grown, and we want our athletes to be the best they can, not just at sport but at life. You know, the floorball has been a wonderful addition to the sport that we offer in Special Olympics, and Team Ireland participated as a demonstration sport back in 2013. But I just want to acknowledge the founder of floorball in Ireland passed away just over a year ago. His name is Padraig Ahern, and we're delighted that his son is here volunteering today, James Ahern, and we remember Padraig. What a legend and what a great sport, and it's thriving across the island of Ireland now, so we're thrilled about that.
My name is Brendan O'Brien, and I'm the chairperson of Special Olympics Ireland.
Brendan, how has the World Winter Games been for you?
It's been a fantastic experience, Henry. It's given me the opportunity to see all the different stakeholders that make all this happen. First of all, you see the athletes, but they're only the tip of the pyramid. Then there's all the coaches that work with them over many, many weeks and months. Then there's their parents and families. And we've got a whole host of volunteers here who've given up their time, raised some money to actually be here and share the experience, but also contribute to the games. And it's been a fantastic experience to touch these people, talk to them, hear their stories and how they got involved. It's amazing.
And for you and so many volunteers, it has changed their lives and the lives of the athletes, as well as the parents of the athletes. For you, what makes the Special Olympics so great?
I think one of the key things for me as part of this is how you can see the impact it can have on the lives of the athletes and their families, but also on the lives of the people who come and help and volunteer. So a host of young people and their journey for how they found out about it, how they decided to, you know, commit, raise some money in their community, turn up here not knowing anybody, and now they've bonded as a community, and they're going back with the message that, wow, I want to get involved more, I want to sort of bring more people with me, I want to share it with my community and my family, and I hope it's the start of a lifelong journey to this community.
Brendan, what do you love personally about the Special Olympics movement?
I think, Henry, I think you put your finger right there. I think it's now becoming a movement, not just a games or an event. It's something that can be life-changing for everybody. I certainly get an enormous amount more out of it than I could ever contribute. And when I see people here and I touch it and feel it, I think, oh, why would I not help? Why would I? Because I find it fills me with something that's missing in my day-to-day life, and it's a fantastic, uplifting experience. I think the magic comes from the community. We're here at the World Games with only a fraction of the Irish athletes and families are at, which is a privilege to be here. But more importantly, it's what happens day in, week out in all the communities. And next summer, we'll have the Ireland Special Olympic Games with over 20 sports. There'll be maybe 1,500 athletes, 2,000 volunteers, and clubs and teams from communities, the length and breadth of Ireland, every little village, every little club, and they'll all get the chance to experience it and see the transformation effect it can have on their lives and the lives of all of us around it.
Hi, I'm Dorothy Kavanagh, and I'm from Limerick. George is an exceptional person, exceptional athlete, and a very knowledgeable coach. He has so much experience behind him, especially with floorball. He's been at World Games as an athlete in floorball. He officiates in floorball. He coaches his local team in Waterford, and he's probably a lot more experienced than I am. These are my first World Winter Games. I've been to Summer Games, so totally new experience for me, and it's been great. The Italians have been fantastic, and our team are just unbelievable. They have knitted so well together. I have four daughters at home who were involved in Special Olympics since they were tiny, all grown up now, and my husband is here with his sister, so we have a great following in Special Olympics.
Hello, my name is George Fitzgerald.
You're a Kilkenny athlete, and the fact that, you know, you're an assistant coach here at the Winter Games, and I understand you're the first ever assistant coach that started out as an athlete. How does that make you feel?
It's an honour. Feels good.
Hi, I'm Niall Carcran. A little bit nervy, I'd say, before a game, but then it'll be all right when the game is on. So.
And for you, what does the Special Olympics mean?
Everything. Meeting friends and playing the sport and taking part in competitions. And
do you want to say hi to anyone?
All the coaches that spent the last couple of years putting the work and effort into it. And all the coaches with Team Ireland that put all the effort into it as well.
My name is Joseph Lee. I'm Joseph Sheehan's dad.
So you've all travelled over for Jojo, for the floorball team here at the Special Olympics Winter Games. You've come in from County Cork. How many have travelled?
There's seven of Jojo's family after coming to the Games. So his two uncles, his mum, dad, sister and his aunt. So Jojo is very proud as well to see us all.
We're into a bronze final, a bronze match. How do you feel?
I feel tensed myself. I'd love to be out there, but it's all about the boys, and this is they have to put the lass to the back of their head now and focus on this, and hopefully we'll come home with it.
Listen, one of the things I've learned myself for sure is that in Special Olympics we often talk about changing lives, making them feel better, improving their lives, giving them confidence. But you know something? In my experience, they're changing our lives. They have so much to add. They have so much, they're so good spirited, and certainly some of my best friends over the years are our athletes. They inspire me daily.
I'm Beatrice, I'm Frank O'Demire's aunt. Frank plays with the Tipperary Special Olympics Club. We're very proud of them, they're excellent. They're all going to be super, super proud of themselves after this. Their communication skills will definitely have improved, and they all love the limelight. We'd say hello to Jane and all the people in Ballylanders. I know you're all very proud of him, we are. Also to his sister Kathleen in Australia. She's watching all the games, and I'd say she's having a tear every now and then.
And you're very proud.
I'm so proud. So proud of him. I love him. So proud. And he never stops working, and he's so determined, and we call him the Rocket.
The Rocket.
Yes. He's brilliant. He's brilliant.
I am Ella, I'm from Azerbaijan. I'm living in Italy, I'm working in Italy for Special Olympics Turin 2025 winter.
And how are you finding it?
Oh, amazing, incredible. I mean, every single day coming here in the morning and seeing athletes' smiles and excitement and passion, it makes me feel so, so good.
My name is Mary Shields, I'm from Nenagh, County Tipperary. I've been involved with Special Olympics since before the Games in 2003. This is my fifth World Games, my first Winter Games. It's really very different from Summer Games. I'm also involved with Ormond Special Olympics Club in Nenagh, Limerick City Special Olympics, and I do a lot of Munster events, and I have done Ireland Games since 2006. I keep saying I'm going to retire, but I don't know if that'll really happen or not.
Hello, my name is Mairead Sheehan, and I'm a parent of Georgia Sheen for the Irish team of floorball.
And how has the Games been so far for you?
Oh, absolutely fantastic. Out of the world. It's unbelievable how far they've got so far. And today will be just so more exciting.
I'm Mairead's friend, Georgia's mother's friend. We're all friends from school.
And Liz Hurley, you're loving it?
Oh, brilliant. Absolutely. Outstanding. Absolutely. Fierce excitement.
Hi, I'm Gavin Burke, 25 years of age, and I'm the captain of the Irish floorball team.
How proud are you representing Ireland and putting on the Irish jersey?
Very proud. I'm very, very proud. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and I'm hoping it's not going to be my last opportunity to have.
We're now going into a bronze match. How does that make you feel?
Makes me feel good to know that me and the boys are still able to fight for a medal, and we're going to give it our all, and hopefully, which not even saying hopefully, I know damn well we will be bringing a bronze back home to Dublin.
That's fighting talk. And what does Special Olympics mean to you?
Special Olympics means inclusion, togetherness, everything like down the lines of that. It gives people with who feel like they're on the lower step of life compared to other people, makes them all feel like they're all equal, they're all one, and it just gives them a chance to grow and be heard and be seen.
I'm having a chat with Enda Cooney, volunteer. We're here in the bronze final, just 2 minutes to go. Ireland are leading 2-0 against Switzerland. How's it looking?
Oh, it's looking very good there for Ireland. They've already scored 2 goals and we've 2 minutes on the clock, so it's all exciting and very, very exciting. And hopefully we'll get some medals and bring them home to Ireland.
Ireland have scored the winning goal here in Turin. Winning bronze. Just minutes to go, they're 3-0 up. Just seconds to go, they're trying to remain calm. They've done it! Ireland have won here in Turin. They have won in Turin. It's 3-0. And the scenes of love and passion here in the Winter Games. Unbelievable. It's a bronze medal for Ireland.
Gavin Burke, Man United, representing Ireland, and we're just after winning a bronze in the Special Olympics.
Gavin, how do you feel bringing home bronze in Irish colours?
I don't even know what to say. Do you know, the emotions are everywhere. Looking at family and everything, I just don't know what to say. But I'm ecstatic, and I just can't describe how I'm feeling. But it's tears, and there's tears of joy here.
So tears of joy, and there really is a wonderful Special Olympics feeling here in the floorball court. How would you describe that feeling?
Electric, absolutely electrifying. There's no stop, it's just all go, go. And the feeling of a ball hitting the back of the net in your home country, looking down at you all, smiles. It's just exhilarating, you can't describe it.
Do you want to say hello to anyone back home?
I'd like to say hello to my mum and everyone else at home. And I'm happy that I'm doing you proud. There's nothing more I can say but say I love you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm Frank O'Dwyer and I'm from Tipperary Special Olympics.
Winning bronze here, how does it feel?
Oh, absolutely brilliant. This means everything to me. It means everything to this country. I am so delighted to bring home a medal back to our country. I cannot wait to home celebrate back in Dublin and back in Ballylanders and everything and celebrate for the rest of the weekend.
So you're extremely happy.
Oh, I'm absolutely delighted. So proud of this country.
A train has now been formed celebrating. How are you feeling?
Absolutely over the moon.
And what is the best feeling about winning bronze here at the Turin Games?
Absolutely, the doors can't describe it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hi Henry, yeah, I'm just so proud. It's been a tough few days with the lads and they've really, really worked so hard and they deserve this. You know, they put so much in. I couldn't put it into words. I'm so proud. I'm so proud of the lads and their efforts and they're incredible. You know? I want to thank all of the players, all of their families. My two assistant coaches, Dorothy and George. We have a nurse here who's looked after me for the last 4 days. It's incredible. But Special Olympics Ireland as well. They put their faith in me and I'm so grateful to them.
Hi, I'm Dorothy Kavanagh. I'm one of the coaches for the floorball team in Turin.
Congratulations, winning bronze. How does it feel for you and the coaching team?
Oh, it's just an amazing experience. We're elated. It's been a long journey. Our semi-final was a very tough match and the lads are a bit down. So our captain, Jack Buckley, brought them up and cheered them on in the dressing room and it worked.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
My name is George Sherrill. I'm assistant coach of Team Ireland.
George, you made history today. The first assistant coach that was an athlete that became an assistant coach to bring home a medal of bronze for Team Ireland. How do you feel?
Oh, such a teammate. We played this team 8 years ago for bronze back in Austria 2017, which Switzerland beat us to get the bronze. So this time now around, we reversed the score we came for. It's an honour to support and help the lads.
What does this mean for the team?
It means so much. They fought hard all week. They had tough games, very tough games. They had hard times, especially with their coach striking out with an injury. fall on, played on, and to duck it out.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Emma Wolf, and I'm Gavin's girlfriend.
How proud are you right now?
Oh, so proud. Over the moon, out of this world, happiness. It's just, I'm so, like, honoured even to be here with him. And it's just amazing, all the support about everyone, and, you know, they're all, you know, they're bouncing around the place, like, it's just unbelievable.
Karen Coventry, Director of Sport Special Olympics Ireland, how are you feeling?
Absolutely delighted, Henry. I just can't believe we just got a bronze medal. I've never seen a team fight so hard for every ball. It's just incredible. The atmosphere is amazing. Up the Green Army.
And Matt English, CEO of Special Olympics Ireland, how are you feeling?
The heart is starting to get back to regular beats. That was a wonderful match. This was what we're hoping from the team. Such strong heart, just brilliant. Great victory, and we had George as assistant coach making history here. There's been history made at these World Winter Games. We are all so proud, and the whole country should be so proud of what our athletes and what Team Ireland have done, what our volunteers have done. And Henry, you played your part as you always do. Thank you for capturing the magic.
A brilliant result and a hard-fought bronze in floorball for Team Ireland. Well done to Peter Merrins, their head coach. Team Ireland flew home to a hero's welcome at Dublin Airport on flight number Aer Lingus EI-433.
Oh, I'm shaking. I just can't wait to get a hold of him. Shake and hug him.
So you're so proud?
So proud. Yes.
We're waiting on Keelan McConville.
And Keelan has done so well. How many medals is it all together?
Excellent. He's coming home with 2 gold medals. And he's done us all so proud. And he's a credit to us all.
So you must be absolutely ecstatic.
Yes, we're all ecstatic. Myself and my sisters and my parents who have just came home as well from the competition. So, yeah, we're ecstatic and we can't wait to see him.
Hiya, I'm Angela Litter. I am chairperson of Special Olympics Ulster, and I'm down here to welcome all the athletes from Team Ireland home, especially our 2 athletes from Ulster, Lucy and Keelan.
So you're so proud?
Absolutely. They have done us all amazing. The whole country's proud of them. There's some rugby team coming home today or something, but we're not worried about them.
Hi, my name is Maria Sheen, and my son Joseph Sheen is on the floorball team, and he's coming home with a bronze medal today. I feel amazed, praised, in glory, excited.
Team Ireland are home from the Special Olympics in Turin with 11 medals in floorball and alpine skiing, and you can hear the cheers, and there's hugs galore here at Dublin Airport.
Karen Coventry, Director of Sport. Oh, absolutely amazing. The scenes here are just brilliant, Henry. Everyone's so happy to be home. We're so proud of the team. They've just exceeded all expectations this week. For a tiny nation, we've got a mighty heart and mighty results.
Gavin Burke from Mallow County, Cork.
Gavin, you've a bronze medal around your neck for floorball, bringing home bronze, and Ireland altogether bringing home 11 medals. How proud are you? And what's it like to be back in Ireland on Irish soil?
I'm so, so proud. Honestly, I could give myself a pat in the back for once, as I can say. But as I can say, I've just never been so happy to be back on home soil. I can't wait to get to bed. I'm so tired.
You just want to go to bed?
I do. I just want to go to bed.
And the fact that the celebrations were so big at floorball when you beat Switzerland 3-0, what are your fondest memories of that moment?
Probably my most fondest memory with the whole thing was putting that second goal in behind the net and just hearing the roar off the home crowd, off our own team and the own crowd, to know that there was 40 seconds left on the clock and we were 40 seconds away of having bronze around our neck.
What does the Special Olympics mean to you?
Togetherness, acceptance, and overall warmth.
Congratulations.
Thanks a million. Thank you.
My name's Adele McConville, and I'm the mother of Keelan McConville, who won 2 gold medals and advanced in Cheshire.
How proud are you?
Beyond words, especially seeing all this today. I'm so proud. Just so proud of him.
and that's all I can say. They're all in tears. They just love their brother so much and they're so proud of his achievement.
Niall,
you've got your bronze for floorball, a bit like hockey, around your neck. How does it feel?
Good.
How does it feel to be home?
Good.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Lorraine Whelan, you're home. Yeah. You're home from the Italian Alps and you're wearing a ribbon. How are you feeling coming back to Ireland?
Absolutely exhausted and drained. I just need a good night's sleep. I'm just so tired, but I had the best experience. Bring on next 4 years.
And the fact that you have been through so much with the car accident, you got back out there on the slopes in really snowy conditions and you showed them.
Like, yesterday was so...
Snowy.
Snowy, and there's a wipeout. Like,
you
couldn't see where you're going. Like, you're in the snowplow and you just couldn't see where you were going. It's like a wipeout just zoom.
Well, congratulations and welcome home.
Thank you, Henry. Thank you so much.
Brendan Whelan, father of Lorraine Whelan, feeling wonderfully satisfied after a really hard week's work in Cespier.
And there were strong, difficult, windy, snowy conditions and real cold as well, and Lorraine got through that.
She did. The conditions were very difficult because, A, the weather was poor at times, visibility down to maybe 10 metres or so, and the course itself, compared to previous years, was a very, very tough, steep, rutty course. So I think all the athletes did exceptionally well to get down it successfully.
No, tiny.
Keelan McConville.
How does it feel to have multiple medals around your neck?
Amazing.
It feels amazing. And how are you feeling?
I feel very proud of everyone, especially the novices. This is their first time going to a World Games, all the novices, well, some like summer games, but for skiing, all novices, very proud of them, and some intermediate guys as well. So, absolutely proud of her.
Hi, I'm Kiva Brennan. I'm Donal's sister. Donal was competing in the alpine skiing over in Sestriere. Donal won a silver medal, and then he placed fourth and sixth in two other events.
Unbelievable achievement. How proud are you?
Oh my God, we're unbelievably proud. It was amazing going out there and just being able to see him do his thing. Like, it was incredible. He held himself so well, and we're just so proud.
My name is Donal Brennan, I'm 25 and I'm from Ballinteer in Dublin and I'm an alpine skier for Kiltearn and Carvers.
Donal Brennan, you're wearing a silver around your neck and you've also got two ribbons. How proud are you of that achievement?
I'm very proud and I was hoping to get three golds, but turns out you don't have to win a gold at your first time at the World Games.
And what's your greatest memory?
My greatest memory is skiing down the slopes and winning the awards and meeting all the athletes, supporters and volunteers from around the world.
Congratulations.
Thanks. And take it nice and steady, train hard, listen to your coaches and win a gold medal at the National Games to be selected for the World Games.
Well done.
Thank you.
My name is Clive. I'm feeling good.
Clive, you've got two medals around your neck. You've a bronze and a silver. What was it like up there on the alpine skiing?
Pretty tough, all right. Tough days, early starts, and yeah, it's good.
And what was your best experience about representing Ireland, putting on the green jersey in Italy, in Turin, in the snow?
It was pretty good for it on because it made you confident, you know, and make you go faster as well, so I'm glad I did.
Without the family and friends, we wouldn't be here where we are today. I just want to thank our coaches and the volunteers and everyone who helped us to get here. And I'm proud to be come back home with a bronze medal. Great to be home.
Frank of the Wire.
How does it feel to come home with a bronze after winning that in floorball, representing Ireland at the Special Olympics World Winter Games in Turin?
It's been a great moment and it's great to be home again. Meeting everyone here at the airport and going home now to celebrate with everyone. With my club and family and friends.
Matt English, CEO of Special Olympics Ireland.
Matt, what a homecoming and what an achievement. 11 medals up in the slopes and in floorball in Turin.
Listen, it was fantastic. We had 11 medals. We had 4 placement finishes. But the bronze medal in the floorball was something special. You were there, you captured the essence. They had the award ceremony. The emotion of the presentation was superb altogether. Listen, I'm totally excited about the results. This was better than we could have dreamed. And there were some firsts as well. Lorraine Whelan, fifth international game. She's the most any Irish athlete has done. George Fitzgerald, you've seen him there. What a leader. Our head coach had an injury. He stepped up. He's the first athlete to go out with Team Ireland as an assistant coach. Did a magnificent job. Even found my luggage for me when I got back. He was looking after us all. So delighted. And we have to give a shout out to Caelan. Caelan competing in advance, the first Irish athlete to do that. Two goals. Brilliant stuff. What an experience.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Henry. Thank you so much. We're so proud.
Maura, you've got two medals. Can I touch them? We've got the two medals here. We've got a bronze and a gold, and we've also got a ribbon in alpine skiing. How proud are you?
Very.
And what was the best thing about the Special Olympics World Winter Games?
The moment and the memories.
I'm Cathy Fulcher. I look after the health and wellbeing program at Special Olympics Ireland. And I was over for the first few days before the game started doing healthy athlete screening, which was amazing, working with health professionals from all over the world, screening athletes from all over the world. The one of the screenings I was involved in, we were measuring, you know, lifestyle factors, bone density, blood pressure. And sometimes we discover people who have a risk for bone density issues, and we can refer them onwards for further help. If, you know, early detection is really important, so we can give athletes the opportunity to access health services and information.
Graham Rowe from Special Olympics Ireland. This is the end of a journey, but also a start of a new one. A fantastic Winter Games.
100%. While it's an absolute enormous privilege and a humbling honour to be here amongst their athletes and their volunteers representing their country for Team Ireland, it's also a reminder that the work continues, and it really does take a club, and it takes a whole community of volunteers and athletes to support our grassroots programme that enables days like the last week.
Jade McDowell, coach. Oh, I'm over the moon. Team Ireland came home with a good few medals, and they all tried their best, gave their best, and they really performed outstandingly.
So the Irish rugby team are back from Italy also, and they are saying hello to the athletes.
Paul O'Connell here. We're just back from Rome with the Irish rugby team.
Paul O'Connell, how does it feel to be home and to bump into the Irish Special Olympics Winter World Games skiing team?
It's cool, amazing. My aunt competed in Special Olympics herself, and I would have grown up with her, so I know how much enjoyment to get out of it and how much pleasure to get out of it, so it's lovely to meet them.
And that's it for the Special Olympics World Winter Games in Turin. Team Ireland won 11 medals and 4 place finishes, making this one of the most successful games to date. The games were filled with historic firsts. Caelan McConville became the first Irish athlete to compete in alpine skiing at the advanced level, while Lorraine Whelan made the record books by being the first Irish athlete to compete in 5 international games. And George Fitzgerald made history going from athlete to official and now representing Team Ireland as an assistant coach. Thanks for listening to the Special Olympics World Winter Games. I'm Henry McKean, and this is News Talk. I wish you could swim.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.